and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
We're back. We felt like we had to. You know, we were getting so many great reviews from everybody that was here while we were gone. I'm like, kind of like, whoa, geez.
Better step up your game, buddy.
Yeah, we better get going. Better get better. Hey, Nathan, good morning, buddy.
Some fire in your belly.
Good morning.
Man, hey, what national day is it today?
You know, it's National Pancake Day.
Oh!
It's also National Shamu the Whale Day.
Oh.
Well, you eat enough pancakes, you can look like Shamu the Whale, so I can see where they're tied together. Yeah. Or pasta.
That's a good
God,
one.
You're trying to try 8 pounds.
No, I want pancakes. Thank you.
Okay, me
pancakes.
Too. Oh, man, I love pancakes. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And how
it's
are
good
you,
to
sweetie?
Be back in the seat. Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 96 today. You know, we came in a day and a half ago, and it was just unusually hot, but looks like that we're going to stay around 96, 65 tonight. Tomorrow looks for 88. We're getting back into now maybe what we're going to be calling some semblance of fall weather. Wednesday will be 86. Thursday, sunny with a 90. Friday, let me get through this before I make that comment again. Friday, 93. Saturday, 91. And Sunday, 85. So these are doable conditions.
Yep.
And the weather is brought to you by our friends over in Anderson, the Kinney family, that have been supporting our weather segment here on KCNR for all the years since we've been on the air, which December 14th we will celebrate. How many years?
Well, we're starting our 14th year.
All right. So.
Woo.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be 5.
I was just a child when I started.
Thought it was going to be 5. Then we went 10. To like, well, you know.
Yeah,
what happened? Okay. Anyway, the weather again, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. And there they are in Anderson. 365-3793.
What?
I got it.
Okay.
I got you covered.
First of all, we want to
thank you.
Shout out our thanks to Ted Leidy and Trish Clark and Trudy Pratt for standing in for us while we were gone. And I mean, I'm getting emails or sending in and comments because we could get texts and emails that, said what a great job they were doing.
Yeah.
So, but we so much appreciate that.
That the morning shows were really interesting and very good. And thank you
Maybe
so much.
Maybe we should find out who they had on.
Thank you, Michelle and John.
Oh, big shout out to Michelle and John.
You know, for being so loyal and loyal listeners, loyal neighbors, good friends that took care of things while we were gone as well and commented not only once but twice, just make sure Carl knows. That the morning shows were really interesting and fun to listen to. That made us feel really
Took
good.
Took care of our horse.
Yep.
Oh, Trudy.
Watched our house.
Trudy, Casey, John, and Michelle took care of the horse.
We had a good team. We have a great support team.
We do. And that's one of the reasons we love it here in Redding. We're just going to not dwell too much. We did go to Italy and people go, well, why didn't you put it on Facebook? I don't put photos on Facebook.
We will.
I'm gone.
Now we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. We'll have to assemble.
Our takeaways from going to Italy. We went there. First of all, we were going to go just for 4 days to, it's our anniversary. It was going to be our anniversary trip, 4 days.
You don't go to Europe for 4 days.
Yeah. But it was going to be like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
But
it takes you 3 days
to
acclimate.
One of my best friends, a man I've known for
who
over 20
years. Who stood up for your best man when we got married?
At the wedding, and his son, whom I've known since he was 5, was getting married in Rome. His son was getting married in Rome. And JC, or J's, depending on if you're from Europe or the United States, was getting married in Rome to just a beautiful, beautiful young lady named Danielle. And it just turns out that it was close to when we were going. It was only like a couple of days away, so we tacked on another 3 or 4 days so we could be there in time for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it's a wedding in Rome, so you don't know what to expect and all that. The other thing is that we took everything on as carry-ons. We packed everything.
Yeah, no,
wedding
listen,
stuff.
Can I hear like a wham, wham,
I know. This is
wham,
Linda. This is Linda
wham.
Who needs a van. We need to fill the
just
truck.
Carry
when
my
she
shoes.
Goes, when she goes down to visit her mom for
no,
a day.
No, I was
for
determined. We practiced packed for a week.
Well.
I did.
Yeah.
Just to be able. And then I took out, which I, you know, regretfully did. I took out, like, the last outfit that I was going to wear because it was a four-day event just for this wedding party. Now, we can't describe enough that we were not prepared. It was like...
Linda feels like she wasn't prepared.
No, I mean, I'm just saying we can't share enough with what it was like. It's like the kingdoms came together. First of all, the dad and the mom... live in Dubai. They're Swedish.
But they're Swedish and they live in Dubai.
They live in Dubai. They have an internationally renowned
company. Furniture company.
That he was one of the co-founders or beginners of IKEA. So that just gives you the magnitude of, and this was, he was 6'2". He was like a rock star. And so you had... the Dubai, the London, because the kids met, the ones who got married met in London. He's an international banker. I don't know what she was doing there. But they're all UC grads. So they had all of these USC people that are also in London. You had the Dubai
it's
people.
It's like a mafia of USC students in London. I mean, they...
very little Italians, but Swedish. They flew a band in from Sweden. It was at a
this was
villa.
A four-day wedding.
Oh my God! It was like a jubilee.
It wasn't like a two-day wedding.
Like a and it was very. It was like royalty. Really, literally like royalty. We were not even. You can't describe. It's very hard to describe. But where they got married, and then the meet and greet. You think a meet and greet? Well, no. It was at a beautiful rooftop at the top of the Spanish Steps, two-story rooftop gala. With, you know.
In the Hotel Eden, which is one of the top hotels. I can just say
just
that.
Just go on and on and on.
How?
The beautiful people.
The wedding suite at this hotel was 16,000.
17. I'm sorry, but it was 17. Go ahead.
Every number that I've used since I woke up this morning, you've changed by one.
All right.
Do you realize that?
Oh, well, okay.
Okay. So, anyway. But so 17,000
okay,
ish for the wedding suite
per night.
And he rented it for 4 days. So anyway, after the wedding, we went down to the Rome airport and rented a Fiat 500, which is it's called a mild hybrid, and it's a manual transmission, and off we went. Carl and Linda's adventures in Italy.
Was.
So, anyway, but we're so glad to be home. And one of the things that happened is when we during our trip, and I'll just say truthfully, if I had known how long that trip back was going to be, it was over 24 hours of being awake and then driving back from San Francisco. One of our friends, our close friends, asked us, "Hey, look, I've got two tickets to the North State Symphony on Sunday."
Which was yesterday at 2 o'clock.
But we thought it was at like 7.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. But luckily, I looked at the tickets and it said 2. So we went to that yesterday, and it was just wonderful.
Spectacular.
Reminds us, you know, we were kind of surrounded by antiquity and culture and all this in Italy. But when we came back home to be able to go to the symphony. It was
right.
Great.
It really was. And Scott Seton is just, and that it was like 53 pieces yesterday, and they had the mariachis.
Oh my gosh,
it was just out of this world. I felt so blessed. The Hemplings gave us their tickets. He called because, of course, Randall, I think, was going to be sitting in and doing one of the shows, but he's had some, to have a little bit of a back thing going on. So, anyway, our thoughts are with the Hemplings. All is well there, but he said, I can't make the, you know, so we're in Italy answering now. Oh, sure. You know, we got back at 4 o'clock on Saturday morning and then went to that yesterday. But just to say that we have beautiful things, you think that you travel the world and you see this wonderful, culturally rich environment. And by the way, can we just say, from the time that we left until the time we came back, We had nothing but kindness, courteousness. I'm talking about strangers. I'm talking about all travel, all the rental of the car, all villages, all people, all, you know, clean toilets, no homelessness, wonderful accessibility. We drove to some obscure places.
We traveled through the back roads there, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. And we saw less than five people that you would consider homeless or they were sitting there by the church, you know, mm-hmm. with their little cups mm-hmm. for that. Anyway, got to take a break. Okay. Hey, if you too are thinking about traveling, you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and with one stop get anywhere in the world. It's starting to cool down, but it is still a great place to go visit. Get up to Seattle and or take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. And we'll be right back.
Since 100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Turtlebase Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Redding. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Redding start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Redding take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Redding.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Redding, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Redding. Call today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Turtlebase Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Oh, I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Oh, yeah, and now we're happy that we're home on that jet plane. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite. Reading's Dish premier local retailer providing our area the best value service and technology and TV for over 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business. He's got so many specials and ways to save money. I just don't have time. We only have 2 hours for me to list them. That's B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Now, going back to Italy just for a couple minutes, I talked to, because the family's from Sweden, they had a number of Swedish people there, and this gentleman and I were talking about Sweden and NATO. They can't wait to get into NATO, they in Finland. Why? Because Putin and the Russians. They've gone through all this time without wanting to join NATO, but they are afraid, really concerned, that Putin's going to move into Sweden on some kind of pretext because of what he's doing in Ukraine and the comments they had about that. And, of course, while we were there, Putin had this big call-up
right.
of all of the reserves and all this. And it was, we were watching the BBC, Sky News, 12 hours at the checkpoints right. for people fleeing yeah. Russia. They were even starting to shut down the borders because so many people were coming in from Russia. They were abandoning their cars and walking across. That's what, you know, to try and stay out of this, the military machine of mm-hmm. The Russians are trying to, calling up. Hundreds of thousands. Now, they're calling them up from outlying districts. They're not calling them from Moscow or St. Petersburg.
Because
The elite. The elite live there. Yeah. And so they're not doing that. The second thing is remember this name. Giorgia Meloni. She is the first, her party won the leader of government. She's the first prime minister who is a woman in Italy's history. And it's a center-right coalition is bound for office declaring we defend God, country, and family. And they kick butt. Just kick butt on that. Built on opposition to gender ideology and the LGBT lobby alongside support for strong borders and an end to limitless mass migration. This is Italy where everything is domani. You know, it's tomorrow in many cases. But to see that happening may be a harbinger of what we're going to see here, that we're, you know, limitless migration across our border, new records set every day from the Biden administration on how many people coming across the border. And to see that something like that happens in Italy, which is, I mean, they're laid back.
Yeah. You know, the beautiful thing about traveling, and I Carl and I both traveled an extreme amount in our past, but, you know, we've been, you know, we've come to Reading, put our roots down here.
Kind of landlocked here.
Yeah, and we put our roots down here. And, yes, we take, you know, a little trip here and there. But this was very interesting. And because of this wedding and having these people that are cultural across the board from so many places that lived in the world, worked in the world, in the world, that was like a melting pot. And you had these interesting conversations about what's happening in our world affairs, how it's affecting, and how they're seeing it, rather than just like maybe listening to a little news station and thinking and basing everything out of, you know, it was great in a way that just opened your mind. It was mind expansive for me, which is really important. I need that.
Well, you know, the BBC newscast. Well, first of all, everything's in Italian except that. So when we found that, it was interesting because it truly was a world news station. Mm-hmm. A news, you know, they talked about the hurricanes coming in to the United States up along on the eastern coast, which when we flew through it, we could tell because we we had probably an hour of turbulence mm-hmm. there. I mean, not bad turbulence, but still, I mean, it was shaking you around and they told you to had everybody stay in their seats, but still. But it was really interesting. I think that we're going to try and find that station, if nothing else, is to kind of
it's
get
Sky,
a...
It's called Sky News, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's, but that's in Europe, because I've watched that for years when I was living in Europe. But the, overall, it's kind of like, you couldn't detect the spin in it. Let me put it that way.
Could not detect the spin. Now let's talk about the driving situation and going through like tolls, because, you know, things happen fast in the driving in Italy, and there were, you know, that we would pull up and
I don't read Italian.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't in English. So you had to figure out, okay, now when we come up to this toll, does that mean cash? Does it mean, and we'd sit there and we're trying to figure out, like, put a credit card in, put in how much, and it's all in, it's not lira anymore, it's euro. And then somebody behind us would honk, and then they'd finally get out of the car and come around, and we'd say, I'm sorry, well, we can't, you know. And they'd be so nice. They could have been,
They were nice.
And they would talk.
The first thing she said is, English? I said, Canadian. And she goes, okay. We were never the crazy Americans. We were Canadians. And so God bless you, Canada, because you talk like us. And so...
You're kidding, of course.
Oh, no, because I had done what it said. I'd taken the ticket. I pushed it up against it, but you had to push another button that you couldn't read. So she pushes it, comes out. I threw in my four euros.
They were nice about it.
And she said, okay, it's okay. And off we went. The second time, I get cut off from trying to get over and get the ticket. So I can't get the ticket. And so now what do? I'm stuck there in line. So I just kept pushing this red button. The gate came up and Linda goes, well, what are we going to do on the other end? And I said, they have people there. I'll just pull up to a person and tell them I don't have my ticket and they'll be fine. Of course, when we finished up this time, there was no people there. Mm-hmm. So now we're stuck in another lane. And sure enough, this lady comes running out and she goes, English, Canadian. And so she's talking to the guy on the other end, because I've been pushing that button, and said, if you want to talk to somebody, and it took him forever. But finally, so I paid my four euros and 50 cents euros.
Right.
Off we went again.
Right.
That's the only problem we had driving in Europe.
Well, there's a lot of signs stacked up on top of each other that go left and right, and you have to... Okay, now let's talk quickly about we went to visit the region. We rented the car in Rome and drove to this region in Umbria. And Umbria is a region that would be like, I don't know, with different cities in it that's next to Tuscany. So it's kind of middle Italy. And we found this place, and we ended up every day we could travel to these everywhere you drove through this region, when you would go around the corner, there would be like these little castles or these villages on top of the hill. And Carl was talking about the fact that at that day, the dukedom or whatever that it was in this region, because it's so close to Rome, they were able to have, not huge estates, but they were able to have their little kingdoms, if you will, because of the fact that they could provide the olives and the wine.
What was happening is when you had the one in charge of, say, the whole Umbria region, mm-hmm. Sotelo, is that then he had his minor, or his, you know, his warrior kings, or his, you know, other businessmen. But they'd build on top of these hills, and they'd build literally a walled city. The people would then come to that because it provided them protection, and it provided him taxes in the sense he mm-hmm. took part of what they grew. And it also, the men were part of his
army.
His army. And this region is so rich in the fertility of the soil and the water. They provided most of the olives and
wine
and grapes for wine for Rome. So, but every city you go by, I mean, if you said, okay, I'm going to stop at every one of these little towns up there with a castle and a church, you wouldn't get 5 miles. Between them. So, I mean, imagine how many that
right,
is. But,
right.
The other big thing I want to talk about before we go, because we're going to other things, is when I lived in Italy before and traveled and visited a lot of these places, it was, I mean, you were really hoofing it. I mean, you were hoofing it and going up cobblestone streets. And if, you know, if you're in a wheelchair,
no. Wheelchair friendly.
But getting up to these places, cause they're on top of these,
right,
of these, hills and these, mini mountains there. They now have escalators.
Well, we went up six escalators.
Escalators from the bottom where you park, taking you all the way up to the top.
So you may visit online. You may go to Spoleto, which was fabulous. Assisi, which is like the third largest place of the
pilgrimages.
In all of Europe. And then Perugia. So those are the three places that we drove to. Parked our car, went escalators up to the hill. One escalator, then Perugia came inside of an actual. We came up into
in the walls of the castle.
In the walls of the castle.
Yeah,
really a trip.
So, if anybody's thinking about taking a trip to Italy, get a hold of us, and we're more than happy to tell you what just happened in the latest, because the way we dressed, which is appropriate if you listen to everything that they tell you online, we did that, but is not appropriate anymore in Italy.
Well, no, I mean,
it's appropriate, but
we could be American and fit in. It's not like you have to,
Every t-shirt I saw was in English, and it was, you know, Rolling Stone. I mean, it was in English, so
everything.
They were not from the United States. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. One of the reasons we were able to take this trip. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 15 years and been helping people move their dreams forward ever since the day they opened. They've got four branches. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It's 7:31 in the morning, about 63 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
Hey, y'all. Are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet. Three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich. Crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Nathan, you know, you can kind of like bleed it down. You don't have to quit immediately.
You just want to dance more.
Yeah. Hey. We need to move our body after the bone cracking.
7:36 in the morning at about 65 degrees. Out there right now, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Better known business. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He doesn't take chance for your safety, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. It's a better known business. Okay, so while we were gone, the State of the City was Friday, and the announced, Kristen Schrader announced the city's going to get a brand new fire station. I think that's out there. Cool. It's on the east side where there's not a lot of, there is no fire station. And she also named a vendor that will operate an electric bike sharing service for downtown. They're going to build a new fire station, like I said, to the east there. And for the first time that we've got three firefighters for each of the fire engines. Now, this the part about Trek Bicycles out of Wisconsin for an electric bike share program, let me the one thing I noticed that had changed a lot in Italy was these towns, these cities, I mean, they're up and down, my friends. I mean, they are up and down. You have to walk up to them to get to the city center or to little piazzas and all that. And I'm not talking about Rome. Rome's not like that, but I'm talking about all these others out there. The one thing I noticed was a proliferation of electric bicycles. I saw this one guy, an older guy, coming up the hill, and he was just, and I said, I can't imagine what gear this guy is in to be able to come up that hill like that. And then as he got closer, I looked down, it's an electric bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I am sold on electric bicycles. Let me tell you, I watched men, women, children going up these hills and not even breaking a sweat. It doesn't seem fair. But so that's one of the things that's going to happen here. They're doing that now, which means it looks like electric bikes, docks, and online services for downtown Reading businesses. Now, I don't think they're going to go beyond, from what I understand, when we had Shannon Phillips here. It's not going to go outside of the town. Like you get to the city hall, let's say, mm-hmm. and the bike shuts down. So, but don't quote me on that. We'll see what happens. We're hiring 9 new police officers, which
Yay.
Will include the first ever Reading Park Rangers. They'll patrol in
cool.
public areas such as the New Pond open space.
Yeah.
And I know Dave and maybe Dale or whoever's listening, if you're down there that lived in the formerly the Henderson open space and mm-hmm. the battles you all went through for the last decade, if you're, you know, give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us if there's been any changes. 8th Patrol Beat to work the crisis intervention response team is going gangbusters. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but it's been a big help.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting
They've got a
term.
Grant for over $8 million to convert a vacant lot between Panorama Drive and Tamarack Way in North Reading into Panorama Park with indoor recreation facilities. a new bike, mountain biking trail, Stillwater Business Park, is just selling out.
Yay.
It's taken
finally.
A while.
Yes, it has.
It was, you know, it's
Since
taken
we've
a
been
while.
Here.
Yeah.
But it was actually built when we were here.
Tony Giovanello.
Yep.
Worked so hard. As
did
the guy in front of him, the Australian. I can't remember his name, but Tony worked so hard.
He was New Zealand guy, and he used New to Zealand. Do the
right.
announcing at Turtle Bay. And why can't I think of his name? Anyway. A Mark?
Something.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tony's work, along with his follow-up young man, who is just also
Todd
Jones, has just done great there. So, also, the construction started on the state's first ever 3D printed home by Emergence 3D at Enterprise. So that's we're going to have him on. He was scheduled to come on before we left, but there was a burglary incident or something like that at his property, and so he has to come on later. So, the Reading, by the way, and we read this several places, not here in Reading, which was interesting. How Reading was one; it was like the top city in California as far as recovering
and growing
from this COVID thing. So,
right.
So people would ask us, "Where are you from?" We're from California. Oh,
yeah. Northern. We say
Northern California. And they're not familiar, especially, and I'd say Mount Shasta.
They think San Francisco. We say no, we're about an hour from Mount Shasta.
And we say Mount Shasta? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they know that. And in fact, a couple of them actually knew where Reading was.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. They said, is that the Reading? Is that where KCNR radio is? And we said, well, yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to kind of go back to this for a second, and that's all I'm going to say. Another thing I marveled at. And I saw this when I was packing and looking at, you know, things to do and what to look out for. I've traveled with my, two things coming, or thoughts that are coming out here. I took my water bottle with me because I really try to stay hydrated. And when we were in San Francisco Airport, I was so impressed with the fact that it's so, They have room because a lot of people are traveling with their dogs, can I just tell you? So they had a relief room next to the men's room or ladies' room for the dogs to go. I had to go look at it. Okay. A relief room for the pet. And then they had open water, like filtered water. So very Apple, very contemporary, very clean. I couldn't believe it, you know, because we think of, you know, San Francisco, gosh darn it. But when we drove through, we said, you know, this is such a beautiful city with so much history. Regardless of all that stuff that's going on, it still has these beautiful buildings. Anyway, so San Francisco, we were, of course, flying Delta. But in Rome, which was fascinating, you travel with your water bottle. Now, I've seen this in videos about Europe and France. But they have these fountains that are continuously going on, and you can drink, you can fill your water bottles up out of these fountains. I'm just coming down this, you know, lane, and perfectly clean drinking water. Pretty fascinating, Carl.
It is. You know, the water comes out in Rome out of the aqueducts, and the aqueducts were built before Christ was born. And, in fact, we have photos of out to the north of Rome.
Out of Assisi. Were we in?
Yeah, someplace. And they had, Sotelo. The aqueducts were still there.
Mm-hmm.
The water goes into Rome, and water comes out of public fountains like a faucet there. That the water is absolutely clean and pure, and Linda was drinking it.
And when we went to one of the major fountains in Rome, that would have been, what's the name of the big famous fountain?
That was in Piazza Navona.
Yeah. Well, the police are there blowing their whistle. You will not, you get fined. You are not allowed to loiter, put your feet in, do anything around these historical, sites. And I think that's really good because they're very serious about their history, as they should be, as we should be.
Linda put her, I mean, we get all excited about 200-year-old things,
mm-hmm.
as we should be. You know, it's our country, and we have a beautiful country, and we have our history. But 2,000-year-old things there. I mean, you pick up a 2,000-year-old rock and nobody gets excited. And but it's 2,000 years old that they used in the construction of a wall in Rome. And it's like, gee, I wonder if I could take that home. But why? The one thing is there is a crime problem there. We did not see it. It's a lot of petty crime. I was getting ready to take a photo of Linda in front of a fountain, and she put her purse right down next to her foot, and four policemen come over. And the first one, you know, she's trying to explain to us, and I thought, she's pointing at the purse, and I thought, does she think there's like, you know, we can't put it on the ground because there's a bomb in it or something? No. They say you put that down, somebody's going to run over and get it. And so, really nice. And so we have a photo of Linda with four policemen. I said it's because she was waiting in the fountain. But they're there, and they, and you get alerted by that from people, you know, waiters, in restaurants. Just don't leave your stuff like on the back of your chair like you would maybe here in Reading. You're no longer, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break and come back. Parking is changing in Reading.
Yes.
So.
And something's happening here today that we want to discuss with you that is on a global level.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite.
Yeah,
Mike just set three new records on his racing.
With Ginger.
With Ginger, his vet. and he has just been kicking butt out there all through the North State and now down into Central California. But Mike at Estate Granite's been custom designing homes in Shasta County, or I should say the accessories, those accessory places like bathrooms and, kitchens and places like this for years, for about 20 years now. He's a very busy guy, you know, 'cause he does such great work. And he works by appointment only, but for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE, 530-241-STONE, or go to his website, estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort in Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Your eye like a bigger pizza pie. That's amore.
Yes.
Okay, I won't sing. Welcome
Speaking
back to
of which, let's talk a little bit. Do you want to do a like a brought to you by? Because I want to go into the planets. They're talking about amore, and I want to talk about the Jupiter thing. Okay, Four Winds Jewelry. Speaking about amore, like let's just talk about anniversaries, birthdays, Christmas is coming up. Go into Four Winds Jewelry. Check out what they have. They have estate pieces. They have, if you want to have something looked at, watch repaired or looked at that needs to be like a prong fixed or something polished up. I mean, they're really, you know, you need a full service jewelry store. And they will do that for you. Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. Now, quickly, Jupiter is about to make its closest approach to Earth in 59 years. It's the largest planet in our solar system. The gas giant will be at opposition, meaning Earth is directly between it and the sun. So we just want to make sure that you're aware of that. Takes Jupiter's opposition about every 13 months, the length of time the Earth takes to orbit the sun in relation to Jupiter. Just want you to know. And how you're going to watch it? Making the event a great opportunity. The gaseous planet will rise around sunset and look pearly white to the naked eye. With a pair of binoculars or a telescope, you'll be able to see the planet's bands, according to NASA. Stargazers may also be able to see three or four of Jupiter's moons, including Europa. And also, on the news, as far as moons are concerned, we've got a couple more remaining. Full moons that are going to be big ones that occur this year. October 9th, Hunter's Moon. November 8th, Beaver Moon. And December 7th, the Cold Moon. We can go on and on about that, but I wanted to let you know about Jupiter. It's a big deal in 59 years. It's the first time. And through a telescope, you'll be able to see the different moons and some of the rings. It's a really big deal for stargazers.
You can see Jupiter all the time in the sky. It's a very bright, very bright, quote star out there. Hey, I know this is kind of mundane, but let's talk about what's happening in Reading a little bit. But parking.
Mundane.
Okay, now parking in Reading has, you know, ever since the parking structure went away and they built a new one and you pay for that, but it's brand new and it's got security and all those things. You know, things are offset. But it's parking along the streets. I will have to admit that people... You come in there and you park, and sometimes you put quarters in, sometimes you don't, you know, and sometimes they'll give you a ticket, and most of the time they don't. But now,
beware!
They're getting ready. Get your coins out, people.
Beware! It's
should
a happening
signs
now.
Indicate an area's a 2-hour parking plan
right?
zone plan to park for just 2 hours. Face being ticketed if you overstay. At parking meters, you must also pay the rate for the time needed. The current rate is 20 cents per hour up to the 2-hour limit. There is no free time. Chuck Alton said, he's, you know, he's the Reading Director of Public Works. The need to feed coins, however, is going to go away soon. Why? Because they're going to put in automated
credit card things?
Yeah, credit card parking meters. And it could rise to as much as $1 per hour at street meters. Yeah, welcome, Reading. This is Reading, Chuck. Come on, give people a break. This will happen after all the current aging fleet of coin-fed single-space meters are replaced with the multi-space pay stations. Now, they've also hired a traffic enforcement, one full-time parking enforcement officer within the Reading Police Department. I am applying for that job. I'm just telling you right now, honey. I'm applying for that job after I leave the, you know, the here in the morning. Then I'm just, because parking really didn't start till 9, I'm going to get in my little three-wheeled vehicle with the little flashing lights, put on my little parking meter officer uniform, and I'm going to go around and check on parking.
Well, in the Searchlight this weekend, I don't know if it was in Dave Benda's article, but they were talking about how people are still confused with the downtown parking garage. They can't find it. They don't know what to do. They're frustrated. And they were talking about certain businesses.
Hey, people, it's in English.
In certain businesses downtown that feel that with this development has affected their business. One was the uniform. It actually was in the weekend article about the uniform shop that would have been in the where the downtown mall is.
Right.
Moved because she was not getting
well, what they were doing.
Traffic.
Yeah, well, what they were doing is they had all these parking meters they put out. Now, they put in these real expensive parking meters that was digitized and all this. And what was happening was the our local homeless would beat on it or cut it and take all the money out. Well, just to repair it was $1,800. So they just put the old ones back on, and now they're going to have these new things that will that you can use. But they also talked about where there's areas where there's free parking about making you pay for it. You know, every time we turn around, the feds are and the state is hitting us with something, and now Reading. Reading's just got, now they're just going to take their little bite out of our hide with parking. Unless, of course, you're the Chamber of Commerce who complained about the parking meters in front of them and they removed them. I remember that.
And coming up after the 8 o'clock hour, we're really excited to have our guests with us from Reading Rancheria, Tracy Edwards and Maria Orozco. We're going to be discussing, and they do have an event coming up that's going to be State of the Tribe. We always love to hear what's going on there. And also, they've got some exciting news to share with us as well. So get your phones ready at 605-4567 if you've got questions. We love that they come on once a month and really share with us what's happening because we know that they're an integral force of what's happening in our community and their support. And of course, they just had their big dinner that they do every year where they donate or give money to a nonprofit. So we want to talk a little bit about that, revisit that. And, yeah, so stay with us here on KCNR.
And one last thing. It was Mark LaSalle. That's
Mark
who it
LaSalle.
Was.
Mark LaSalle. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank
yeah.
you, listeners. Thank you. Gosh,
who did great
it?
Work.
That was Trinity Gal. Thanks
yeah.
a lot.
Thank
for
you
that.
For that.
And we're up back. And you know what? I almost forgot. But now we're out there again. The chat room is being eliminating our friend. Our friend from whatever. I know who it is, but I'm not going to give his name, Stephen, that comes in here and puts nasty things in.
Did the other people that were sitting in for us, did they experience the same? Did you? Okay.
Okay,
so
everybody.
We're not,
it's not bad. Just us.
We're not just
it's,
targeted. It's,
yeah, the guys.
Okay.
The guy's a nut, and oh, we all wow. know that. Okay, let me see.
Yeah,
I just took a deep
breath. Take a deep breath because we've got a lot to cover, and we're very excited to be back. And
the Pro Bowl game is over. They're not going to do the Pro Bowl game anymore. They're going to make it a series of skill competitions in a flag football game. Yeah, after I saw some of the tackles from the 49ers, they were playing flag football. The 49ers, the only thing I can say about the 49ers is I don't think you're going to have to worry about going to the Super Bowl. And you may not have any Pro Bowl guys.
Let's just say that's the beautiful thing about sports is that you never know how what the beginning of a season looks like
that's
and
true.
The end of a season looks like. You know, yep. some of the best teams. We've got to take a break on that note.
Okay, we'll be back right after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Amrit Thomason. As Hurricane Ian bears down on Cuba, Florida braces itself. A hurricane watch is up for parts of the Florida West Coast, including Tampa Bay. Once Ian moves into the Gulf of Mexico, forecasters expect it to strengthen further as it approaches Florida.
Although some weakening occur when it's near the coast, strong winds, the life-threatening storm surge, and heavy rainfall are likely to occur over portions of the west coast of Florida.
The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown. It's been a deadly school shooting in central Russia. Authorities there say a gunman killed at least 15 people, wounded more than two dozen others. This happened about 600 miles east of Moscow. The attacker said to have fatally shot himself. A Russian drone strike in Ukraine, as the U.S. is vowing serious consequences if Vladimir Putin resorts to nuclear weapons.
Ukraine's military says an overnight drone hit near the port of Odessa sparked a massive fire and explosion hours after Washington vowed to take decisive action and promised catastrophic consequences if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The strikes are the latest in a series of drone attacks on the key southern city over recent days. This one hit a military installation and detonated ammunition when it struck. Ukraine's Southern Command says firefighters have been struggling to contain the blaze. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President Kamala Harris is now in Japan, meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister in Tokyo. Among other things, they're talking about the Taiwan situation, as well as a nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Watching Wall Street right now, the Dow down about 23 points, the Nasdaq trading 71 points higher, and the S&P is up 2 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you were lied to in buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez confirms a positive COVID-19 test result.
The leader of Spain's Socialist Party and the country's coalition government said in a Twitter post yesterday he was canceling his appearance at a socialist event marking the beginning of the new political season after the summer recess. Sanchez did not say whether he was feeling ill or whether he would cancel other engagements. He said, "I will keep working, taking all precautions." Last week, Sanchez attended the United Nations General Assembly in New York. President Biden was also there. He returned to Spain for an official event on Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
A multi-story building collapsed earlier today outside the capital of Kenya. Rescuers now picking through the debris, searching for several people reported missing. And Kenya's national broadcaster reports that at least 3 people died in the building collapse. News and analysis, townhall.com. Swiss voters narrowly back a proposal to raise the retirement age for women from 64 to 65.
50.6% were in favor of making women work an extra year before becoming eligible for full retirement benefits. Men already have to work until 65 to get the benefits. Opponents say the change will accentuate inequalities, adding Swiss women's pay through the retirement plan is already usually less than what men receive. Authorities do say the number of retirees is growing faster than the number of working people in Switzerland. Jason Walker reporting.
Europe staring down a winter energy crisis as Russia chokes off natural gas supplies because of Europe's support for Ukraine, and Europe, despite warnings from some, including then-President Trump, became heavily dependent upon Russian energy. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we're back. I know that the guys did a great job.
Yes.
And after I kept hearing about what a great job they were doing, I'm saying, Linda,
let's cut
this thing short and get back.
What's great is that you keep it fresh. They kept it fresh. We need to keep it fresh and bringing in sometimes new people with a perspective is really good for our listeners.
So big shout out to Ted Leidy and Trish Clark and Trudy Pratt,
who
had a great show too.
Dr. Trudy Pratt.
So thank you so much. And Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And it is National Pancake Day and National, what was the other one?
Shamu.
Shamu. So
the whale.
That's right. So
and we said with enough pancakes,
12,
you too can become Shamu.
That's it. If you got to apply yourself. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. We look for a beautiful day. 96, overnight clears of 65. Tuesday calls for 88. Overnight lows on Tuesday night with 62. Wednesday, sunny 86. Thursday, 90, sunny once again. Friday, 93 as we progress through the weekend. Now, this is the forecast. Here we are Monday progressing. Are talking about Saturday at 91 and Sunday about 85. So we've got some good kind of moderate compared to where we have been. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they are in Anderson. We're also senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
And we are here today with Redding Rancheria. And good morning, ladies. We have, of course, Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Who is the charge? She's the chairman of Redding Rancheria.
CEO.
Executive officer.
Yes. Chief executive officer.
CEO. What did I say?
Chairman.
Okay, that's what I meant. Oh, okay, that's got a different connotation.
Yes,
it really does.
Isn't that Jack?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
know, okay, Jack. Sorry about Jack.
By the way, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to use jet lag as an excuse. For 2 years after I got back up here, I used traumatic brain injury. But now it'll be jet lag for 2 weeks.
And also Maria Orozco from who's in charge of... How many years now have you been with?
28 years.
Public relations, media, and everything.
You have been and you love your work, and we feel that it permeates throughout all that you do in our community, and we love the dynamic, energy that you all bring to our city, and we're always excited when you come on the air. Tracy, the last time we saw you was up in Weaverville with your with the new health center up there, and we raved about it the next day about how the building is beautiful, and it's not only just about the beautiful, it's about the intention.
Absolutely.
That went into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know. I ran into Carl and Linda. We were all having lunch up there in Weaverville. And so they came over and saw our clinic. And it really, when you walk in it, it's a community gathering place. It's got culture throughout the building. There's a display of some amazing artifacts in the clinic, and so we love it. Every time I go up, I love to take a trip up there just to relax and be zen in the building. The community loves it. They have been so appreciative. It has actually been one of the most fulfilling things as the CEO of the tribe that I've done. The appreciation for the patients and the community up there just fills my heart. It's been wonderful.
Well, we talked to some local, we'd had lunch with some locals that day, and they were Weaverville residents forever, and they mentioned it. And when we said we were going to go over there and see it, and they said, what a boon it has been to the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it must be nice to be able, when you're doing something good.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do good things to make yourself feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it for the, you know, because it's the right thing to do. But then to have other people appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That are from that area.
Absolutely. That, and I've been pushing, because like everybody else, we are, we have a lot of open positions. I mean, we can talk, you know, forever about why that is across the country, but we're facing it also. So I get asked all the time, you know, how can I, be a patient at the clinic. You know, it's Medi-Cal, partnership health patients, but we also see all of our staff and their families. So if you want to be a patient at one of our clinics, you can come work for the tribe.
And well, and I see on Facebook that you all have, you know, positions opening.
Yes.
But just like you said, everybody else mm-hmm. is. And they're not just cleaning slot machines.
No.
These are some pretty well-paying positions.
Absolutely. Yep. We are not a minimum wage employer. You will not find a minimum wage job at our tribe.
This is very fulfilling and very fascinating, and we learn more. Every time we're together and you come on, there's more that comes to the surface as far as, like, how deep you guys go. And, again, when we went up there, that's a Melberg. What's the two different designers who built that center?
Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto, okay. The architecture firm.
So the firm.
Yeah.
So.
And then a local construction, Cerami and Browning.
Absolutely exquisite. But besides the four the walls, the integrity that goes into it. So now, is that servicing the entire community?
So here, as a tribe, we have a service area like other places, and our service area requires us to provide services for Native Americans who live in Shasta County in the western two-thirds of Trinity County. So we are required to serve Natives in Trinity County, most of Trinity County. Well, what years ago we had like a satellite clinic up there. We had a doctor who rented a space. Didn't always work out well. And then what would happen is Natives in Weaverville would have to take a bus and come to Redding and be seen at our clinic. So we've been working for years and trying to figure out how we can get a clinic up there, because it just makes sense. If you're living in Weaverville or in the outer areas of Weaverville, maybe you're not going to go to the doctor if you've got to, you know, get into town, catch a bus, come to Redding to see the doctor. So this way we're able to adequately serve the Native Americans in that whole outlining area up there.
Did I answer the question?
Yes,
absolutely. Yes,
and when did it open?
It's been about a year.
About a year. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It hasn't been that long.
A fast year.
Yeah,
it's been a fast year.
Tell me about it. September is over, ladies.
I know. Well, when we come back, you may take an early break, but when we come back, let's talk about the Redding Rancheria.
Community fund.
Your dinner. Who were the nonprofits? That we want to talk a little bit about that, and obviously the generosity that outpoured that night, and let's visit that, and then we can't wait to do some news here too about the powwow and some other great things here. Stay with us on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Great to be back in the seats once again after our wonderful co-hosts and hosts took our spot for the last 10 days. It's great to be back. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this with her company since 1993. She helps people not only with their insurance needs, but also financial advice. She treats her customers as friends. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell because she is just a great person to work with. For a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call. For a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I know.
Okay.
Shining down like water. I won't know. Have you ever seen
the rain? Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Jump so
at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark line.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:17 in the morning here, about 65 degrees out there, going having a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed, like business cards or invitations, don't go online. Go see Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press. He's been doing our cards and, cards, shirts, and he did our pop-up, and the pop-up's beautiful because we use it for remotes. So it's just popping up everywhere. We had a remote while we were gone.
Yay.
People got to use it. And then down at the Honeybee Festival,
oh,
it was up, and we had our own little stage there.
Cool.
So they've done a bunch of things for us. They do great work. They're local. Give them a call at 530-221-0400, Minuteman Press. And we're here with Tracy Edwards, who's the CEO of Ready Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, who handles everything else. public affairs, all types of things like that. And it's kind of like, when things are happening, there's Maria.
Yeah, the center of it. Let's talk a little bit. I know we've done a little bit of revisiting with, the wonderful facility in Weaverville. And let's talk a little bit about the Reading Rancheria Fund. I think that was
Community
September.
Fund.
RCC? You have initials. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Okay, that this theme was going to be...
Cruella.
Cruella. And I saw the pictures and they were fabulous. We really enjoyed that. We've attended every year. Unfortunately, this year we couldn't make it because of a medical reason.
Carl got COVID.
Yeah.
You know what?
And I just didn't want to.
To this day, I will die saying I didn't have it.
Yeah.
I will be 132 years old and they say, well, gosh, you know, what are your last words? I didn't have COVID. I didn't have COVID.
You had a sinus infection. Anyway, so there.
Let's
talk about the event. Who were your nonprofit award that you gave money to and awarded to, or however you contributed to?
Olive View Farm and KIXE both received $5,000 that night.
Oh, wonderful! Ooh.
Yeah, they were so excited.
Oh.
Unbelievably excited.
Of course.
Dave is a great guy.
Yeah.
In fact, we had him scheduled and, he had family stuff going, so he'll be back on here as soon as we can get him on.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. Of course, all the other, like 250 other people that you give, you know, what can I donate or
66 organizations received funds in 2021. So we celebrated them, and then we saw that Pedro and Elizabeth Betancourt and their Olive View Farm was amazing, that they just needed a little bit more money, and KIXE, everything that they do for the community, it's just both were.
What is Olive View? I'm sorry, but I'm not really familiar with them.
So they take juveniles and people who may be in the system and go and they work.
Oh, okay.
So
That's great.
With the farming and all that. It's kind of a...
We need to take a tour of that. Yeah. We need to know about that. Have them on and know more about that.
So they're helping kids at risk.
Yes.
And mm-hmm.
Rehabilitate.
At least at risk.
Get
to
into...
Give them,
right.
Okay. Now, 66 other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And... Y'all have been doing this for,
20 years.
20 years, yep.
It's such a fun event.
So what started that?
Good question. So we, 20 years ago, we would get requests from the community, and they would come through the door. Maria was in her job at the casino. We're doing our jobs, and we couldn't manage that, really. I mean, the requests that we were getting, we gave to anything and everything. And charitable giving is, it's a complex business. I sat on the board of the, Shasta Regional Community Foundation for many years. And, you know, when you're granting money, you want to make sure it's a legitimate organization. You want to make sure that they use the funds for what they said they were going to do. So we partnered with the community foundation so that they could help us manage all of these requests that we're getting. So now, you know, for 20 years, there's a system. There's a time frame that you put in an application. There's a committee that reviews the application. Somebody's making sure that they're spending the money on what they're supposed to. Somebody's following up that they, you know, finished the project. And then we do it again the next year. So the committee meets. Maria's in charge of the committee. Do we grant three times a year?
Twice
a year now.
Mm-hmm. Spring and fall.
Ooh.
So if you go onto their website, we want to make it as easy and as less paperwork as possible. So we have a very easy application, not a lot of follow through, because grants can be a pain. Sometimes the reporting and follow up with grants makes it not worth your time and effort. So we wanted to make sure that the organizations that we grant to, it's not onerous to participate in that.
Well, you've made, you know, when you were helping the community too during the COVID siege.
Mm-hmm.
And you all granted.
And we were recipients.
Yeah.
And we're so appreciative.
Yeah. So that's a different pot of money.
Right.
It's
no,
funny.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's just another thing.
Yeah.
That you all stand up for the people here and say, you know what, these are, we were honored as many others were with this, but we were seeing businesses, it was a one person business.
Yeah.
And they were making burritos or something, and but other businesses, but then a little bit larger businesses too, because of the impact COVID's had on businesses
and still having.
Absolutely. I just was looking over that because I'm currently working on writing the State of the Tribe, and we granted 141 different businesses $705,000. So that was over a course of 3 years
Man.
That we were able to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. So that will be something definitely in writing and in your speech.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that.
And the state of the tribe, we've got about 6 minutes left on this particular segment. Let's talk a little bit about the state of the tribe,
Absolutely.
Why we're discussing that, and what that means for people going, what's that?
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. A coworker of mine, we were sitting at the State of the City 20-something years ago, and we're like, we should do this. Because we would get asked all kinds of questions. And, the 20 years ago when I was in leadership writing, I was asked things like, I thought the mafia was in part of the casino, or Indians don't pay taxes. You know, those are the two things. So 20-something years ago, we're like, we need to put information out in the community, because if we're not telling you what we're doing, then people are filling in the blanks. So it was a big deal, because our elders were very private people. So we went from, my grandmother's generation, who, told her kids, don't tell anybody you're Native, so you have the very quiet and keep to yourself generation, and then we kind of turned it around. So now we put everything out there. So if you're wondering what the tribe's up to, we don't have the State of the Tribe annually. I say it's Indian time. We have a State of the Tribe event when it's time. So it's been right. About 3 years since we had the last one.
Wow.
We usually do it about every other year, but you have one when it's time, and so it's time. And so we'll be having that on October 12th. It's a lunch event. It's been a breakfast event, a lunch event. I love the event. I love getting to put out there the information that the tribe's doing. We have drummers. In spirit of tradition, we give a gift to our guests when they come through the door.
We've attended several, and it's lovely.
I got a string of beads that were.
Yes.
It's still in my.
Yes.
I figure that.
We've kept it.
Haven't had a wreck or anything. It's been inside my console. I'll just keep it there until I get the big blankie.
So if you're wondering, our listeners right now, if you're inquisitive, a curious mind of what's going on. It really is a wonderful event, a luncheon. You get to see a lot of business owners and people do a lot of things in the community
to support you. How do you get tickets for this? Or can you?
Yeah, well, we have about 3 tables left, so
hurry.
You can call 530-242-4516, and that'll be to Maria. And she'll help you.
Okay, right. So there's like 3 tables left, and these are tables of
8.
8, okay.
For $50 individual ticket. We do have a couple of individual tables that have space available.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then $345 for the table, and all proceeds go back.
To the community fund.
To the community fund.
So our council pays for the luncheon and everything that goes along with the luncheon. So 100% of your ticket price goes back into that community fund that we grant out.
Every year.
Mm-hmm. And
How much money? I hate to put it crassly like that, but it's been into the millions now that you all have donated through the.
Through the Ready Rancher
Community Fund,
3.8 right now.
Right.
So it's
and that doesn't count on other other things. I mean, we just grant the fact that there's four clinics now that you all have established for those people who are really at risk with Medicaid, Medi-Cal. They actually have doctors now that see them. There's no co-pays, if I understand that right.
Right.
You don't get the knockdown prescriptions. You get the real stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, this is, people don't understand that. This is a... The Ready Rancheria has done a lot for our community and continues to do so.
So I get asked a lot, how much do we donate? And we've tried to quantify it, and it's pretty difficult. So the community fund is just one little piece of the stuff we do. We grant through our community fund. We grant, through a sharing fund that we have. So everything kind of has different criteria, and we kind of try to reach different parts of the community.
Sponsorships, donations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ask. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. In fact, a very close friend of ours was just there, got a valve replaced. It was kind of a surprise for him. They have one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Rain and Rancheria.
Take 100 laughs, wake the kids up after. Get a quick kiss from your baby. Then it's time to start the day.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I know you have to retrain me every time I'm gone for a day, much less 10 or 12 days.
Just wait for a second for the music to come through.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've gotten my hair cut for 15 years. I am a loyal person there, but I've never had a bad haircut there at the shop. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We're here with Radiant Rancheria and the CEO, Tracy Edwards, and Maria Orozco, who heads up all of their public relations. And we've talked about the State of the Tribe that's coming October 12th. It's never set on a specific date because they do it when it's needed.
Yeah.
So it's been like, it's time.
It's
and
time.
A lot of different things going on.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff's happened in 3 years. Other thing that's coming quicker, though, is the powwow. Talk to us about the powwow.
So we were approached by the Reading Rodeo Association for them to be able to host the powwow at the rodeo grounds. And we were like, wow, what a space.
Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. The space is crazy.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, now we need to fill those stadium seats.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Come on down, powwow free. And it starts on Friday night with grand entry at 7. Saturday night, we have two grand entries. We have it at noon and 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, just one grand entry at noon.
And so, we'd like to give out tickets, but it's free.
Yeah,
so
free. Okay.
All you have to do is show up.
Well, you're talking Friday. You mean this Friday?
This Friday night.
Okay,
Friday
so
night.
Let's talk a little bit. When you say grand entry, give us for someone who's not been, walk us through it. So Friday night is... What does that mean, grand entry?
So all of the participants and the dancers all line up, and the color guard goes out, and they lead into a big circle to where they all come together and they dance, and just the entry is such pageantry to see all from elders to youth to fancy dance to, I mean, all sorts of things. It's just beautiful, and then the drumming is just... I mean, you can't just not, you know, feel it. I mean, it just gives you chills. It's amazing. 7 p.m. It's going to be great weather at night on Friday.
And this is a number of nations that come together.
All over the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
Even from Canada.
So Friday night is what they call grand entry.
For the powwow.
Okay. And then tell us about, so there's Saturday again.
So Friday night, we also honor elders. So we have an honored elders dinner on Thursday night, and then on Friday night, we have them go in front of the powwow with their families or in the arena, and they get a blanket put on by the chairman, and it's just amazing. Saturday night is our pageant for the royalty to come out and walk, and other people who are pageants.
Mm-hmm.
Winners from all other powwows come, so they represent their tribes wearing their crowns.
Okay, so that's what that is.
Yeah.
Is you crown your princess or your queen, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
we need a queen one because we really want one.
So that's Saturday night. At what time?
Saturday night is at 7 p.m. grand entry.
Okay.
We also have a 12 o'clock grand entry, so there's two. But
two.
Saturday, it's always the night ones that are.
Two. Oh yeah. When you when you see the royalty come in from all the different nations coming in, and they come in their native dress,
mm-hmm.
And seeing the difference, in it. I mean, it's not like everybody has got the same uniform on. This is people, and they dress authentically.
So we were told one time. Even the most handsome men don't. If they have the fanciest regalia, they're married, so they're off limits.
Okay,
if they're married because
then they're in the
fanciest. Well, I understand that. Right? Linda lets me go when she buys my. At least she lets me go with her when she buys my clothes.
Okay, so they're taken. So forget about it. You can look, but don't touch.
Okay.
All right,
so. So tell people, okay, we have the grand entry on Friday night, and it sounds like Saturday night would be a great one.
At 2 o'clock on Saturday day.
Right. But so then after the grand entry, then what happens?
Then they introduce the tribal government from the Reading Rancheria and other government officials from here. And then it starts, they have all types of categories.
There'll be individual dances then.
Right.
So if you want to see everybody in one fell swoop, the grand entry is a good time to come because you can see everybody at once. But dancing will be going on throughout the day, both days.
Now,
3 days.
So is it, you might have one group on Friday. So it's everybody on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So like it starts at 7, and then we'll say the elders at 8, the fancy dancers at 9, the
jingle dress
on at 10, and then like on Saturday night we have the special, which is the spotlight dance. Amazing. I mean, they just literally put the spotlight, and the women are out there in their shawls, and they're just glowing. It's just like they're dancing on air.
I've been following rodeo because I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, and some of the rodeos, especially in Idaho, have Native Americans coming in from the tribes there, and they ride in from a hillside, and then but they're in their regalia. And be able to watch that from Blackfoot, the Yakima tribe, and these. And so I can imagine it's all of these representatives from these different nations are here, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And they talk about the history.
Culture.
Also,
yes,
the
yes.
culture.
And I have to say, one of my favorite parts is the vendors.
Oh, yes, the food.
Linda, I'm telling you. There's amazing vendors. And, you know, I had a question asked of me that I thought was really interesting, so I'll share it. Somebody said, well, is it cultural appropriation if I go down and buy, you know, a Native American necklace or something? But, no, if you're buying from a vendor, you know, if you're buying from a Native person, talk to them. Ask them, what tribe are they from? Where are they from? You're buying their wares. They're bringing them out. It's their business. You're supporting them and their business, you know, by purchasing their goods. So I encourage everybody to come out, purchase their goods. You know, there's amazing necklaces, shawls, blankets, everything. There's all kinds of
everything.
Items. Yes, everything.
Food.
Yeah, yeah. So there's plenty of tacos.
Are they going to have fried pickles? Probably not.
Well, you can get another
one
of our
staples. Indian taco. Oh, my gosh.
Now,
you know
how
what?
About Sunday?
So we don't eat for 2 days beforehand.
So we've talked about now 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday. Now, what about Sunday?
So both noon on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, at noon. Okay.
Noon. And is grand entries. Always remember the grand entries.
Grand entry starts right at the beginning there at 2 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Friday.
Show.
And 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. But the big one is Saturday night. Where the
it just depends on when people show up.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. That's the kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa. And then Saturday night. Whoa.
Okay. I think it's a little more, you know, it's cooler.
Yeah.
So if you can last longer on
what?
The temperature
is going to be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this weekend it looks like Saturday night will be around 62.
That's perfect.
And Friday night around 63. So
that's
we
great.
Like that. That's blanket weather.
I love it.
Okay, so about how many people in general do, like, does the powwow bring in?
I just looked at that. So last powwow, we hosted about 11,000 people.
At the fairground.
Yeah, we were at the fairgrounds last year. We've had a different location, so we're excited about the new location. We're hoping everybody gets the message that the location has changed, and we're looking forward to seeing how it'll turn out at the Reading Rodeo grounds. So
it will be because you can see it easier, I think. You're closer to it. The grounds are kind of even though it's good size, it's still intimate there.
Yeah.
And how many people participate from the nations, would you say?
Hundreds.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You'll see all
I was just wondering. I mean, we're talking, you know, was it, you know, hundreds?
Including the drummers. So they're not in the grand entry. They're playing so they can come out.
Yeah.
So we're on there's a powwow circuit. So, there's a magazine, there's a powwow circuit, and our tribe, the Stillwater Powwow is now known nationally. We're on the powwow circuit, so it's a big powwow. We're recognized as a big powwow.
What goes on behind the scenes then? I mean, now that you've got a lot of the nations there, is there, you know, things are shared, I'm sure, and
it's a lot of work. We have a committee. They come in, they stay at our hotels, they come visit our tribal councils. Our tribal council goes down and visits them. We have members and local community natives who dance in the powwows. So I think it's just
We have powwow classes all year long to get people ready to dance at the powwows. So it's an ongoing.
I've seen dancing classes and then regalia because you have to make everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't go down to Kohl's and pack us up. Right.
No.
Nothing off the rack.
We're here with Redding Rancheria and we've talked about their State of the Tribe that's going to be October 12th. But we're talking also about the powwow that's beginning this Friday and it's going to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It starts with the grand entry on Friday night at 7 p.m. Which sounds like it's worth the price of admission by far. And then it goes at noon on Saturday, noon on Sunday, and at 7 p.m. again on Saturday night. It's free.
Yeah.
And lots of vendors there and everything. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about a couple of, I hate to do it, but we'll get into the, some of the props that are coming up, and a couple of the other things there. So maybe some updates. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, is open Monday through Saturday. And they have a full selection of tobacco and one of the finest walk-in humidors in the state right there if you're looking for those special cigars. And Tobacco and Brew, they have been one of those kind of unsung heroes that support the veterans' causes and many others. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns, getting sick more often, feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness, excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills, feeling stressed in a patient's presence,
If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
Carl's request that we end the show with this.
It's not really a request when you're on the station. Isn't that right, Tracy?
Yeah.
When you're boss and you make a request.
Yeah, you
know, got to
get it where you can get it, right?
You know what? Why not abuse your power if you can, right? And I want to tell you that I heard that song the other day. We were right before we left. And it was a woman singing it like a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like that. So anyway, hey, welcome back to the show, Carl and Linda Bott. And yeah, we're back and we're going to be here. So no matter what you thought
we're
going
to be here.
But a big shout out to all those people that helped while we were gone. When you're gone for 10 or 12 days and you run a business, you know, but frankly, did not worry a lot because we've got people in here, Pat Cars, Jim Brimmer,
yes,
Diane, Sue, Nathan, Liam, and I mean, just the people that are here. And then, of course, the guest host.
Pat Karch.
Yeah, Pat Karch especially. And then the people that did the shows for us, Ted Leidy and Trish Clark.
And then Trudy Pratt
did a day for us, too. Mm-hmm. And she's great. So, but we're here with Raiding Rancheria and the CEO, Tracy Edwards, and Maria Roscoe, who is head of their public relations. And we've talked about the Raiding Rancheria Community Fund, what a big success that was. We talked about the State of the Tribe that's going to happen on October 12th. But especially about the powwow that's starting this Friday, and you're going to hear a lot more about it this week because we're going to talk about it all week.
And the brand new location of the rodeo grounds, the Redding Rodeo
Grounds.
Maybe
a new partnership
it
here.
It is, yeah.
We're excited. Okay, now, you've got to have a little bit of humor in you when you say, oh, look, Native Americans and the Cowboys are teaming up.
Here we go. We've already heard it.
Have you heard it? Yeah. So I'll give you both a set of spurs later on.
A crown. That's all we want.
A crown. There you go.
Okay.
Hey, I hate to do this, but let's get into politics for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Quick update on where we are with the
new location of the casino.
We're moving along. It's going through the process, like I say every month, and we're hopeful that within I would be hopeful by the year's end or in early spring that we would have some sort of decision.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll be back on the show.
Oh, you'll be back.
Not saying this every month.
Well, I have to ask every month because everybody, you know, everybody's pretty
we're
much interested.
Moving.
And
we're
this is one
moving.
Of the questions I ask every candidate that rolls through here.
Yep.
Are you for or against?
Yep.
And why?
Yep.
So, and it allows people to hear both sides on it. Now, these propositions 26 and 27 are extremely confusing for people.
Uh-huh.
So could you kind of illuminate this a little
bit? I will, and I'm going to start with 27. Raiding Rancheria did take an official position on 27. We don't take positions on things that we don't need to, but this one we did. Raiding Rancheria is a no on 27. So 27 is online betting. That's the topic. So online betting is the hot topic in California is a huge market. So everybody wants to get into the online betting market in California. So the corporate online betting organizations like FanDuel, DraftKings, this is their proposition. So they qualified for the ballot, this proposition that would allow the corporate online betting groups to come into California, partner with a tribe, and there's a limited number. So I can't remember, 10 or 12, they would allow 10 or 12 organizations to come in, partner with a tribe, and allow online betting.
A tribe.
So what it does is it only allows a handful of tribes to get into this market, but what it really does is it gets a door in for the corporations. So FanDuel, DraftKings, they're going to take the profits. I mean, they're not,
sure.
You know, they're national corporations. They're going to take the profits like they do. And then a small percentage, the feel-good part that you'll see in the commercials is a very small percentage of that might go back into fight things like homelessness. So you'll see the commercials.
Which is the name of it. it's
yes.
homeless and something
yes.
else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it and the last update I got when I was down in Sacramento last month was that group is paying about 10 times as much for commercial time. So it's funny. You'll see a lot more yes on 27.
Oh, yeah.
I get asked that a lot. Why are there so many yes
on 27? Yeah, I haven't seen too many no
yeah,
on 27.
They are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to get their commercials or, you know, to get their view out there. And they have the millions and millions and millions of dollars to do it because they're DraftKings and FanDuels. So the tribes other than a couple, maybe three tribes, have universally rejected no on 27. We have officially taken that position, and really we just don't want online gambling to be run by the corporate, you know, sponsors, and then they take it out of the community and they, you know, it goes to their bottom line. So that's 27. At the same time all of this was going on, Proposition 26 was a particular tribe, the Pechanga Band of Luiseno Indians in Southern California, they put forth this proposition. This was sort of their answer or their other, you know, another way to do this online betting. And what they want to do is, if you want to online bet, you would have to come into a brick and mortar building. You'd have to come into a casino, create an account, and you would be doing your online betting through that casino. So it's, you know, the tribes have more, take on, you know, they have more, they're more a part of the online betting. Mm-hmm. The reason the Reading Rancheria has not taken a position on 26, is in order to get this thing qualified, Pechanga also, partnered with Horse Tracks.
Hmm.
So not only, it's very confusing. So not only would you be able to go into Indian casino and create your mobile online betting account, Horse Tracks would also have the ability to do this. Now, Horse Tracks and casino has been at odds for years over gaming. And so many of the tribes are not happy that option basically means you're getting in bed with the Horse Tracks. So a lot of tribes have not taken a position, but 26 was really trying to be an answer to 27
mm-hmm.
is really how you got the two
okay.
initiatives.
Well, it sounds like, you know, and you're absolutely right. I've seen a lot on yes on 27 and not a lot of no on it, but you would say 90%, 95% of the tribes or opposed
yeah.
to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the polling is showing that most likely no on 27 is winning. So I don't know how accurate and how all these polling things work, but, you know, they're saying for the most part either people don't understand it, so you usually vote no when you don't quite understand it, or
good.
People just don't like the idea, so they're voting no. So there isn't as much money as the FanDuels and the DraftKings have, so no on 27 just doesn't have the money to run as many commercials as the yes on 27.
Well, the thing about it is that, I mean, you see FanDuels and the other places advertising all the time on football, during
mm-hmm.
football games
mm-hmm.
and all of that. So, I mean, you're right. They have, and they have Snoop Dogg and countless others out there, you know, doing this. Okay, so no on 27.
Was our official position, yeah. And we did not take one on 26.
And again, look at the title of 27. It's another one of those titles that they should be taken to court on it.
Yeah.
It's like 47 where it said safe streets and schools, and what ended up happening, we did not become safer. They turned loose all of these people on us out of the jails. So when I see something like that, immediately
mm-hmm.
I start looking at it a little bit deeper on those things.
Absolutely.
Well, gosh, what else? I mean, we've got 2 minutes.
Oh, wow. what else? A lot.
A
it's
lot.
Been busy.
you all
getting ready for the powwow. I mean, right now we just want to throw energy that way.
I want to see the initial grand entry.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I really see the very first one before people get tired,
mm-hmm.
because I know that by Saturday night, even though it'll be beautiful, they're pumped on that first one.
yeah.
I don't know if I'll make it through Saturday.
And, you know, our powwow is known for, it can be warm up here. I mean,
yes.
I've been to other powwows that are just as warm, but we also have been known to get a downpour.
in the middle of the powwow.
Oh, yeah.
That usually happens every year. There'll be a night where there's a downpour.
I can't believe it. We leave for a few days, and we have 3 days of rain while we were gone.
Right.
And then people, I would see, because I could look at Facebook, and I saw photos of Mount Shasta covered in snow.
Yeah.
I said, Linda, look.
We're going to be okay.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Also, thank you for everything you do for our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
that's
kind of been the bottom line with us. You know, there's a lot of chatter, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. chatter out there, you know, a lot of things. But you look at the bottom line, which we have from the beginning, about what you all do for our community as a part of our community. And it's easy to support you guys.
Absolutely. And we're all going to be here. We might as well live and work together.
That's right.
Making the community
peace,
a better place.
Peace and harmony.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane comes in and Mark Story. And we're going to hear what's going on with our furry friends.
Plus, you're going to be talking about some world politics as well.
I'm sure that will somehow get into it. How about cognitive testing for our leadership?
There we go.
just a question. Come on. Everybody, if you're going to run for president, you should take.